Hey everybody, and welcome to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John, and today we're going to talk about content writing for your business. At this point, we know that you do have a business website, and filling that website with content is very important for SEO, and in terms of local search, that also does help your business. If we take a look at your website from a standpoint of Google search and a potential customer searching for a product or service that you provide, and how your website would show up in the search results, having that content related to your business is very important. One of the worst things about owning your own business is the fact that you don't have enough time to do all these little pieces. And people like myself that practice digital marketing and SEO and local search optimization, things like that, really have the mindset to put together well-crafted pages of content that will rank very good in Google and give your website some free traffic through organic search results. Owning a business, we know that your time is very valuable, so being able to sit down once or twice a week and put together 2 to 3 articles might not seem like something you have time to do. And in reality, if you can't spend the time to do it, I would recommend you don't do it, because you have to put the time into crafting the article in such a way that it makes sense to the reader. They don't click the back button when they come to Google search to find your business. When I was writing content for blogs through the Fiverr network, I basically just asked them a few questions like, what is the title of the article that you want? What is your website address? And give me 2 to 3 keywords that you'd like to rank for. With just that information and going to their website, I was able to craft enough of an article together and keep their keywords in mind without it sounding too robotic, and to keep it more authentic for their website. Of course, that was a few years ago already, and Google's kind of changed the way they look at websites. If the user comes through Google, clicks to your website, and clicks backwards right away because the content they find isn't what they're looking for, it's going to be a red flag to Google, and your rank isn't going to do very well. So having somebody available to craft the content for your website specifically for your business and local SEO is important. Typically, the content that you're creating isn't really just a page full of store hours or contact information or the standalone pages. The content I'm referring to might go on a blog and might punch out do-it-yourself type articles for customers that come to your business or use your service and things like that. Being able to put together a few blog posts a week just to gain some traction in Google search is very, very important and effective. Another thing that I like to put together for businesses is a Q&A, or frequently asked questions about their services and businesses, because a lot of times people that are searching on Google, they're asking a question. And if they're going to search for how much mulch do I need for my garden, that might be a specific page that you can put on a landscaper's website that answers the question and then gives them the idea that, oh, this guy is here in my local area and they can actually help me. So creating a small page or even a blog post indicating how you can calculate how much mulch you would need for your garden with a simple call to action at the bottom to order that mulch or to place a phone call can be very effective. And of course, just like every other piece of content, it can't just be a bunch of questions and answers put together in a list. It's more effective to actually make the title of the article the question, and then for you to break down in a normal HTML type structure the answers and the reasons and how your business can help all in the same article. One of the worst things about trying to create content for your website is being able to wordsmith. If you can't, you know, portray one sentence in 5 different ways using different words but with the same meaning, it's going to be very difficult for you to not sound like a robot or like somebody that's copy and pasting content from one place to another. Generally, content creators like myself can do exactly that while they're creating content to keep the readability score quite high and the flow of the content easier for the reader. For my local clients, what I'd like to do is find out what type of stories they have about their business and create articles about them, or grab an idea that they have about their business and create a story from that. One of the best things you can do when you're creating an article is take the customer through a specific journey. Make them visualize. Let's go back to the landscaper. And if you can allow them to visualize their garden with mulch in it and how much they will need through the entire, say, 4 to 5 or even 6 paragraph article, they're more likely to click that call to action or to place a phone call at the bottom, because they can visualize their garden and having that mulch that they specifically want for it. One of the worst things about writing content is having to proofread it. And I don't mean it's bad because you have to do it, or should you do it or not. I mean it's bad because you have to put the time in to make sure you're writing properly. There's nothing worse than throwing a 1,000-word article out onto a website, especially for a client, and then rereading it a couple days later and noticing a bunch of mistakes, or getting that dreaded email from your client stating that you made a bunch of mistakes. So proofreading is very important. And sometimes it's just a matter of handing it off to somebody that you're close to or that you're in business with, or just emailing the link to another person to have them just skim over it really quickly, because a fresh set of eyes is always, you know, quite revealing to things like this. Another thing that's kind of nice being able to freelance for clients that need content is that I can easily tell them they're going to have more time for other things. And since everything can be tracked through Google Analytics, it's not that difficult to see what's performing and what isn't. If you have a really good do-it-yourself article that's you know, bringing in a lot of good SEO traffic for the business, maybe a call to action or a simple form at the bottom is another way to get that customer to take that next step. And of course, with a Facebook pixel installed and Google audiences for Google Ads, bringing that extra traffic to your site now gives you an audience to remarket to. And, you know, creating a simple display ad for your landscaping company, for example, so that they see that over and over again until they buy the mulch, is actually affordable marketing. And it all started with the free traffic you got from your content. A good time to do the content creation for your website is right now. Doing a simple audit of the content you do have on your website, if you have any, during this time, or maybe your business is even closed or has limited hours because of the COVID-19 situation we have going on right now in 2020, you can actually do a real quick audit, or you can hire someone like myself to do the audit for you. I can take a quick look at 5 to 10 pages of the website and let you know what content looks good. I can go and reformat the content and those types of things, and, you know, squeeze your keywords in there and those types of things, just to kind of reformat it for local SEO and for something that will give Google fresh content to look at, and give your business a little bit of boost when it's ready to open back up. You might have a lot of questions as to why you need to create content, or there might be things holding you back from actually getting it done besides, you know, the time of it. You may not understand what you can write for the business. You might not even understand how you can do that and then present it on a website. That's where I come in. I'm very well tuned into the content creation strategy. I can create content for multiple platforms, mostly WordPress that I've dealt with, and YouTube videos specifically, but I also create content for Facebook ads, Google ads, and social media ads, so that all adds right to my resume in terms of having a creative mindset when it comes to creating that content. So even if I'm just creating a 100-word Facebook ad, I can use that same mindset to go ahead and create you a 1,000-word blog post that becomes evergreen content on your website, and over time will be bringing in more SEO traffic from Google, which is obviously the best kind of advertising, since it's free and it's evergreen. Once it's there, it's there. So I always try to prefer that to clients, at least to have, you know, 5 solid pages on the website, just to bring in some people and force them down a journey towards that contact form or to place a phone call. So that's really it for this episode. It was kind of short and to the point, but I did want to cover content creation because it's something that I do offer, and I just kind of wanted to poke through a few of the reasons why I feel like it's pretty important for any business, local or otherwise, B2B or corporate website or anything like that. So it'd be great to hear your comments. You can find me on Twitter at A1Content or on Facebook at A1Content. You can also check the show notes for a couple of resources that I have in there, and a few other links to some of the places you can find my business. So with that being said, I hope you're having a safe time during this COVID-19 and your business isn't struggling too much. But if you do need some help with content creation or any other digital marketing services, please feel free to contact me. I hope to see you in the next episode.